We've had women come and go. I don't know why the women aren't getting involved, but we do need them to. We need a lot more women to get involved with it as well, yeah.
Tell me about why you got involved.
I've been here for about 16 years now. I was actually scared of fire. I was frightened of it. And I thought the only way to fight something you're frightened of is to go and fight it, and that's what I do.
What was it like going along to your first training day then for the volunteer brigade?
Oh, my goodness, it was all men.
So all men and being scared of fire, sounds like it would have been an interesting day.
Yes, it was, yeah. But the men all helped me out, and and I'm still here. 16 years later,
one of the longest serving members here?
I am the longest serving member here, yes, as of next fire meeting, and Helmut is the second longest serving member.
Helmut Retschberger is with me. Hi, Helmut.
Hi.
So you're second in line to Marie?
I am, in longevity, yeah.
How long does that mean you've been involved for?
A couple of months shorter than Marie, but nearly 16 years in December, yeah.
And why did you come down? Was it Marie that rang you up and said, look, I've got involved, you better do it too?
No, to be honest, it was self-interest, because I just wanted to make sure the red truck was going to turn up at my place when something went wrong. So, but then it evolved from there, so I really enjoy the work, the atmosphere, and the people that I work with here.
You can tell today by the number of people that have turned up, all in the full fire service uniform too, that it must be a fairly close community that all want to pitch in and lend a hand. What happens at Kelso? A lot of people can't even find the dot on the map where Kelso is. Here you go, Marie. Put it strong and firmly on the map.
What happens at Kelso? At Kelso Fire Station? Well, we have a really good time. We're getting together now a really good social network as well. I don't know.
Kelso Town?
Kelso Town itself is a very small little place on the coast. And surrounding areas, of course, we're responsible for those as well. But Kelso is a lovely little spot, yeah.
How long have you lived in the area for, Helmut?
20 years this January.
And what brought you here?
It was a cheap place to buy land at the time because we've got horses, and I certainly don't regret the move. It's a fantastic place to live, so enjoy it. Place is too good for a dot on the map.
Very good point. You've got a speed limit, so it's a serious-sized town, I think.
It really is. In summer, the population just explodes, and there are just people everywhere.
If we look a little bit further down the road here, you can literally see the mouth of the Tamar. This place is situated right across from Georgetown. You can see Lowhead. You can see the lighthouse. Greens Beach is a little bit further down the road. Either of you two fisher people?
No.
No.
Really? You've lived here for how long and you're not fishing?
My husband does. He goes away fishing every year and leaves me at home, so.
Excellent news. How much time do you spend down here at the station?
I'll call in sort of a couple of times a week just to see what's going on, and then it'll be training nights and the training days sometimes as well.
And for the afternoon teas, because it's a pretty amazing spread that's out there.
Yeah, she's put on a lovely spread, hasn't she? Yes, that's why we come.
Really nice to meet you both. Marie and Helmut, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.